Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in the Name series is El Shaddai Part 2, the Multi-Breasted God. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, Adonai appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am El Shaddai, walk in my presence and be pure-hearted." The last day we started discussing the name El Shaddai. It is important to remember that this is a name revealed by God himself. It was not something that came out of a man's imagination or meditation. This was God himself saying, "I am El Shaddai." We mentioned how the word Shaddai was plural for breast in Hebrew, and I think that this paints a fascinating picture of God for us as believers. Think about the role the breast of a breastfeeding mother plays in the life of a child. Bonding, nurturing, nutrients, security, comfort. If all a child has is their mother's breast, at the time of birth up until many months later, the child has all it needs. And here is God saying, "I am the God who has all you need, and even more." Everything we need is in God. Everything. I'm not just talking finances now. I'm speaking about every single thing. In the same way breast milk is increased when the baby sucks, with God as well, as we draw on the resources, they are replenished. God's resources never dry out. My dear listeners, as cliched as it may sound to many of us, God is actually more than sufficient. There is no request that you will make that will deplete his resources. None. No matter how big you think your request is, we are speaking about the God who creates and owns all things. Think about it. This dimension of God is one that should elicit total reliance on him for everything. For finances, for peace in our homes, for peace in our nations, for healing, for provision, for wisdom, for absolutely anything. By revealing himself as El Shaddai, God is saying, "Ask me for absolutely anything. Rely on me. I am enough. You do not need to add another to me. I am enough for you." My dear listeners, God is enough. The only condition he gave Abraham is that Abraham should walk in his presence. As we cut off distractions and begin to habitually walk in God's presence, we will see him as he really is, our all-sufficient Father. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you because you are enough for us. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.